What is cheap heat?
Cheap heat is if you and me are working a match and I'm the bad guy and I were to spit on you. That's cheap heat.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, a mini-sode. What's a mini-sode, you ask? You didn't ask. Hey, you're not stupid. You get the concept of what a mini-sode is. It's an episode, it's a short little episode that's going to go in between the lulls of the actual episodes of Keeping It 99, when Grant and I can get together and make fun of your favorite bands, I'm gonna be doing this. Be doing a little, thing, talking about maybe shows coming up. I don't know. The format's gonna change every week. I'm gonna start feeling this out and seeing what works and what doesn't. But definitely want to stick with a badass band of the week. And probably start restarting that all over, starting from scratch. Open with Mushroom Head, right? Best local metal band of all time.
No, dude, it's Chimera. Chimera's the best.
It's really Michael Stanley band, though, you fucking dumbass. You ever hear My Town? That's a good song. It's his fucking town. So, yeah, so I wanna keep pushing the good shit out there. So if there's anything that is good in your opinion, you want to send to me, and, you know, and I'll probably agree. I like the people that listen to our show. Like they have good taste in music and shit. Maybe sometimes we'll do guests. What I did last night was crazy. Like I went to work and I got out at a little after 11. And then I went across the street and I talked to the guys in the band Cheap Heat. Championship Rock and Roll, baby. One of my favorite new bands to come out of the scene in a long time. Like they're so fun. And if you go to the Blackout Cookout, you gotta see them. They're just they rip too. Like that's the other thing. Like dude, like as far as like writing songs, they rip. I'll play some. I'll play some more Cheap Heat on this show. They're gonna be this week's badass band of the week. You know what? Congratulations, fellas. You're the badass band of the week. So, you know, yeah, who knows what the format of it's going to be, but who gives a shit? You don't want to just hear me ramble. You know Cheap Heat's on this show, and you want to hear it. And this week, we talk about wrestling and metal, because this is a metal podcast. And we figure out who the most metal wrestler in the history of pro wrestling is, and there is a definitive answer. And it might not be who you think it's going to be, and maybe you will. If you don't like wrestling, and you like metal, well, there you go. You know, we're talking metal stuff. So, yeah, so the premise of this week's show, this mini-sode is exactly that. We figure out the most metal wrestler in the history of pro wrestling. And there's nobody better to talk about that kind of stuff with than a band called Cheap Heat. One of my favorites. I've seen them what, like 3 or 4 times now, and they've like their first. I saw them at the first show, and it was a fucking blast. It was a super fun time. Like they already knew exactly like what they were, right? But like they've gotten tighter musically since then, and the more they play, like oh man, dude, like these guys are gonna be fucking crushing skulls in like 2 years if they just keep this shit up. They keep this kind of momentum going, fucking yeah. I got love for him like I got love for Sweaty Mammoth, where I'm just like, if you can't fucking get down with Sweaty Mammoth, who the fuck are you? And that's how I feel about Cheap Heat. But it's an awesome time. It's an awesome interview. I'm just going to get right into it. I hope you enjoy. I'm sure you will. If you like wrestling, this is going to be a way funner episode. If you're like, I'm not interested at all, hey, I understand. Better luck next time, right? Here's my time with Cheap Heat.
All right, and we're live here outside at the Sportatorium Coliseum.
Woo! Hey,
I'm sitting here with the hottest fucking act in all of pro wrestling, Championship Rock and Roll's very own Cheap Heat. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, baby, it's me.
You hear that motorcycle? Whoa. This is real life.
Oh, this is right outside.
That's how rock and roll
is, baby. We are live.
Live
in Dallas, Texas, baby.
That's the Undertaker, American Badass.
Barleys and Barleys, man. We drinking beers.
He only eats one kind of pie, and you know what that is.
That's the Road Warrior SummerSlam 91 entrance, baby.
Oh, shit. Was that the one in England or whatever? London?
No, it was not.
Hell no.
I don't know.
So let's introduce the band.
Let's introduce the band.
I am a lead singer and handsomest man in the world, Jackie Wrestletastic.
I'm the bass player. I am Papi Gatto.
I'm the band's manager, Barry Dubois. How you doing?
My name is Mr. Shreddy Leeds, the fair and stern referee of this band.
I wanted to talk to you guys about, you guys obviously know about the history of wrestling. How long you guys have been in the business, I mean, for decades now.
Absolutely.
The most metal wrestler, Keeping It 99 is a heavy metal podcast. Yeah. I was wondering, who the most metal wrestler in your guys' opinions over the years, seeing guys come and go, who do you, when you think of metal, a metal dude, like I would say a Cactus Jack.
Tonight, fire is my friend. And tonight, danger is the love of my pathetic life. Because funk, son, it is only when it's at its most dangerous that I'm truly alive.
I think Cactus Jack, he's hardcore, barbed wire, just metal as fuck.
Big metal attitude.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're going on technicalities, I got to say RoboCop.
Severe knee surgery for the Stinger. And then just a few weeks ago, the Horsemen threatened the Little Stingers, the youngsters that support this great athlete from Venice Beach, California. Since that time, Sting has enlisted the aid of RoboCop. Now, we don't know exactly RoboCop's nature. Just a second. That may be them now. It is. It's RoboCop and Sting. Let's get a shot of this.
RoboCop's fucking got it.
I mean, technically, he is the most metal, baby. He's the most metal. Capital Punishment 91, WCW.
Do your research.
Him and Sting, I thought they would have made great tag team champions.
Sting was pretty fucking jacked there because he got out of that fucking cage really quick.
I'll tell you what, you see a lot about some wrestlers who listen to metal and they like to express that they listen to metal and they are metal guys, but that doesn't have anything to do with wrestlers that were metal before it was cool.
So who do you got there, Shreddy?
And you know, like the guys that I think of is like the big old tag teams, the big old crushy tag teams,
like
Demolition. Like fucking the Road Warriors. These guys were carrying metal on their shoulders before it was cool, man.
Demolition definitely listened to Judas Priest.
That's the truth.
Hell yeah, they did.
Oh, man. Dude, just that theme song alone, like the fact that you guys don't cover that theme song kind of blows my mind.
The Road Warriors used to come out to Iron Man back before. They were like some of the originators of wrestling theme songs, and they came out to Iron Man Black Sabbath.
I'll tell you
what. Fuck with that shit right
there. At the time, Shreddy Leeds, I was a goddamn child, and I had those men screaming at me every Saturday, Monday, Thursday, every fucking day of the week. I turned on the fucking wrestling channel. These guys were screaming at me, and I fucking felt the power of the Road Warriors at the time. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Blackbeard yaps about us getting soft. Does this look soft to you, Paul? Does this look soft to you? Well, I'll tell you what. There's one part of our bodies that's soft, and it ain't soft all the time, if you catch my meaning. Ric Flair! New York City, Ric Flair! You're gonna find out what hard is all about! Because from the time I get in the ring with you, Guppy, it's going to be a hard night.
And even Demolition, you know, you would take it a little bit farther back, a little bit, dig a little bit back. You know, Demolition, you know, you want to think about the guys. What was the name? Barry, help me out with her name.
Axe, smash. Later in the early
crush.
90s, crush.
Yeah. Crush.
Yeah.
Crush,
and you get baby. The fucking.
What do you do with metal? Axe is metal. You crush metal. You smash metal. These guys had it under control. You guys had. This is what I'm talking about. This is when I was little. This is when I was small.
My mind's fucking blown. He's calling it right down the fucking middle, and that shit was dead on.
This is the kind of thing that we as Cheap Heat, we like to talk about. We like to do these kind of things. We like to represent these kind of people when we're out and we're playing music for these young people that we're doing right now.
Now, Barry mentioned to me earlier, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this, Man Mountain Rock.
Jerk. Wait, one word, let's say one word, I'd say dangerous. I've never let fear rule my life. If you did, you'd never get on stage. If you did, you'd never get in the ring. A World Wrestling Federation title is something that you attain on your own. The question is, just like anybody else, am I willing to pay the price? I think the answer is yeah.
He came out, if you remember, he had the WWF shaped like guitar.
The hardest guitar in the business, baby.
Who's more metal, Van Hammer or Man Mountain Rock?
Man Mountain Rock, no question.
Man Mountain Rock had an actual guitar. Van Hammer.
Van Hammer had a lot of metal in his nipple.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a fishnet t-shirt.
He did. He did.
He really did.
That's pretty.
But to answer your question, Barry,
that's something.
I got to give it to Man Mountain Rock, though.
Yeah,
Mountain
we got to give it to Man Mountain as a team.
Man Mountain Rock was so fucking metal that when he jumped at WCW, he was Max Payne with two fucking X's in his name. That's,
woo!
Ow! That's pretty fucking metal.
That's pretty metal, baby.
What about the Sandman? The Sandman would come out to Enter Sandman from a band called Metallica. He has metal in their name as well. Would you consider him a metal wrestler?
That's fucking stupid.
I would not.
Yeah, because he smoked cigarettes,
dude,
and that's cool.
Okay, well, you know, my first instinct.
He drank beer.
He drank beer and smoked cigarettes.
He was the most extreme. He looked like a metal dad.
Yeah, he was like that guy that would go into the pit where everybody's like, oh, fucking
like
this.
In 1996, he looks like us now. Like, we're the, you know, late 30s, still at metal shows, but we kind of just wear our pajamas.
We are who we wanted to be.
Sean Kemp shoes.
And he jams Metallica.
But still, who has a better entrance than the fucking Sandman?
Damn.
Never seen a better one.
Wow.
Damn.
Can someone quote me the pay-per-view that I'm thinking of where the Sandman came in? And that was it was something that these boys recently showed me. You gotta tell me. They don't have any fucking references.
ECW?
It was an ECW pay-per-view. Look it up. Yeah.
What about the tag team called the Headbangers? Were they for real? Were they the real or were they posers? Because, like, they only wore Marilyn Manson shirts.
I mean, they have fishnets, too.
I love that tag team.
Appropriate for the time.
I would say yes, because in their entrance, when they would get in the ring, they would mosh.
They would mosh.
They would thrash. Their names were Mosh and Thrasher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say metal.
But they also had the Insane Clown Posse as a manager there for a while, if you recall.
You know what?
Wrestling was a weird place.
You know, I was going to say,
okay. Does that take away from Vampiro being metal?
That's a good story.
He had the Michael Graves Misfits.
He did.
I have nothing but love for him.
Which, not metal at all, but still in the realm of
hard enough to be.
I mean, it's distorted guitar.
It's spooky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if Michael Graves is cool, but it's spooky.
He's
cool.
I would say Vampiro, yes. Only because, look at his Mexico shit. Right. The guy was, well... Just look at everything. I think Vampiro.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I like that answer. I give Vampiro the pass.
All right. Let's compare him to the Demon, Dale Torborg. Mm. Remember the Demon, the Kiss Demon.
The Kiss Demon.
Deep cuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the debut of a brand new wrestler from Kiss is right upon us. Kiss, well, the Kiss.
Who's more metal there between Vampiro and the Kiss Demon?
Oh, I got
Vampiro.
100%.
Vampiro
gets the nod.
Yep. He had a better finish.
Kiss Demon only had, what, 3 fucking nights on Nitro? maybe 2 nights on Thunder, and
Kiss
he was
Demon
out.
Kiss Demon was a bad idea as soon as he walked out. He walked out, and everybody was like, oh, shit.
The guy's name was fucking Dale.
Dale.
There's nothing metal about anybody named
fucking
Dale.
Daleman.
What was his name? Dale Torborg.
Dale Torborg.
There's nothing metal about that name at all.
No.
What about the Crow Sting? Now, was that Was that metal?
I don't know if that's metal. That's just kind of gothy.
Yeah,
that's not metal.
Yeah, that was metal.
That's more Nine Inch Nails.
You know what? If you're talking,
he seemed like a guy who knows all the words that headline.
If you're talking the Crow Sting, and then you think of the Crow soundtrack, Pantera covering Poison Ideas, the badge is on that album. Mm-hmm. Metal.
Whoa! Metal. It's metal! I'll tell you what right now, what just happened here is Barry found the metal.
That was
something that has not happened before. Barry had just found the metal.
There was also a wrestler who from time to time I see him, he would wear like obituary shirts and such. He was known as Scotty Flamingo. Johnny Polo.
Man.
We know him as.
I love Scotty Flamingo.
We know him as Raven. 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 Now, was that metal or was
quote
that
the Flamingo? Nevermore.
Here's where
Raven is like a riding.
He came out in Nevermore shirt. Oh, he has a Nevermore shirt also, but he also used to always wear a fucking suicidal shirt. I will say he's on the metal side.
Barry takes it. I'll take it.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. He always wore the Art of Rebellion tour shirt.
Yeah.
I remember that. So
that's actually dope.
Yeah. What's that, 92? Tour 92? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything anymore. You corrected me for the very first thing I said.
Sorry,
so I'm,
no.
I'm not
Learn
even going to.
Shit,
I'm
man.
Not even right. trying. All I know. Right. I know. I thought right. I came in an expert.
What is that?
I'm in a band
the
about
the
wiki.
Thank you for doing
the
your
Wikipedia?
Research. Barry is just such it's a deep trove.
Wikipedia.
He's such a deep trove of information.
Now, on the newer scale, there's a lot of younger guys, a lot of new talents. There's this guy known as The Fiend. Bray Wyatt, I saw him. He just came out to Code Orange.
That's
who's
pretty spooky,
in the middle. They're pretty metal. How do you guys feel about him? Do you feel like he's a metal guy?
I feel like. Rob Zombie presents House of 1,000 Wyatts
Ow!
Is maybe kind of metal.
Yeah,
it was scary as shit.
It's
you guys saw the SummerSlam, right?
Yeah. I was.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
When he napped his neck. I mean,
deep,
snapped
deep
his neck.
I enjoyed it. Skeptical, but enjoyed it.
I also want to bring
not
up...
not the most metal guy though in wrestling. Ever.
I want to bring up Aleister Black.
For anyone who's been rejected by those whose acceptance and affirmation should be instinctual, who've dealt with the sins of the father and the sins of the mother, the marks they left upon us and the marks that we left upon ourselves, I arrogantly sit before you as both your wrath and your salvation.
Aleister Black, that guy's metal.
That
as
guy
fuck,
is
right?
fucking metal.
That dude's
guy's
like
metal.
He's more metal than all of us, right?
I'm pretty sure I've seen him wear like a Watain shirt.
Well,
and
is he Danish?
Yeah. He's from Amsterdam.
So he's metal by proxy, right?
Yeah,
I guarantee that 99% of guys that scare the shit out of me are probably metal.
If they don't allow you into Saudi Arabia because your tattoos represent the devil,
that's what I mean.
You get a metal card. I do believe you get a pass for that.
That's what I mean.
I'll be surprised if he's not related to anybody in Mayhem. Just saying.
And then there's Rowan, who also wears all the, he'll be like Behemoth 1 week.
He's all right.
He's all right. What about the singer of Fozzy, Chris Jericho?
Oh, you mean one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, Chris Jericho?
I was going to say one of the greatest frontmen of all time.
I mean,
Fozzy's fantastic.
He is the Ayatollah
of rock and roll.
And Rolla.
That's true.
Never heard of him.
You consider him metal? Or is he just a hard rocker guy?
I've seeked some thrills.
No, listen, I got something to say about Chris Jericho and Fozzy. Listen, I understand that you are trying, and I understand that you are good at it, but what makes you heavy doesn't make you rock and roll, okay? Listen, I think that, I think that what he's doing is good, and I think that the whole thing, Fozzy, whatever it is, it's all good. No, just don't bring it to metal. Keep that shit in rock and roll. You go play with Nickelback, okay?
Thanks.
All right, one last question before I go.
You didn't even ask me who I thought my favorite metal wrestler of all time is.
I asked you all.
Yeah, I didn't get the answer.
So who's your guy?
Lay it on him, Jackie.
I'm going to say the darkest, most evil man in professional wrestling, Kevin Sullivan.
Ooh, the task fucking master.
I mean, he is the devil.
Night and day I've been working and building. I'm building the tower. Yes, I'm building the tower to house that wild lioness herself. You see, I'm building the ultimate tower. I'm building the Tower of Doom.
He's the devil.
There's no, I don't personally think that there's anybody more metal in all of professional wrestling than Kevin Sullivan, who is just the worst man that ever lived.
I'm going to officially back as Cheap Heat's answer.
I think that's perfect.
That's the final answer.
That's the answer right there.
Yep.
That's it. The most metal man of all time in wrestling.
Now, last Kevin question. Sullivan, last question for you. That's a great answer. It's really the only answer. If there was a heavy metal musician through the history of heavy metal that could become a pro wrestler, who do you think would do the absolute best?
Jackie Wrestle-tastic.
Jackie Wrestle-tastic. Did you get that? It's wrestle and then tastic.
But one word, Jackie Wrestle-tastic.
Yeah. Two words, one meaning.
Well, there you go.
Greatest of all time, baby. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming out here in the parking lot before your big match.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to
see you.
You're
going to come watch it? You're going to have Rage a little bit? Rage inside the cage?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm gonna dress up as an old lady with a purse and just fucking throw shit at you guys.
Yes, get this guy a mask.
We cool, are the reigning, defending heavyweight world champions of rock and roll. And once we're done, we'll still be the champs.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys so much. Blackout Cookout, September 7th. You guys are playing
the Oscar Mayer. We'll be at the Dome on Halloween on the 31st. The Dome in Canada's a new venue. We're going to be there with curtains. That's going to be a good show. We're going to be expanding our territory. If anybody's interested in expanding our territory into different states, different cities, just get a hold of Cheap Heat. Y'all have a great night then.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
We'll invoice you for the interview. Thank you.
Real quick, we are the official after party band of Blackout Cookout night 2, September 7th. Go to both days, watch all the bands. That shit's gonna rule.
Yeah, big business is opening up for you guys. That's pretty good.
Big business opening up for Cheap Heat.
This guy sells.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Kevin Sullivan. That's it. I mean, the Taskmaster. If you have no idea who any of the wrestlers we're talking about are, there's this website. What's it called? Fucking hold on. YouTube. Just go to YouTube and look that shit up, man. Have a fun day with that. Do your thing and chill out and watch some fun wrestling shit. Because Taskmaster stuff, there's like this thing he's got like with a swamp monster. I think it's a swamp monster or some shit. I don't know anymore. But you know what? I'm going to play you out with some Cheap Heat. Go get their stuff. Go download their album, The Hard Way. Go over to Cheap Heat Rock and Roll, roll.bandcamp.com. Go follow them on Facebook. Go tell them Keeping in 99 sent you. Love these cats. Don't wanna work, God forbid. Collect your check.